Joining me now is Steve Kirsch. We like to check in with Steve. He's a busy guy. He cranks out a lot of articles over at his Substack. He's got a couple new ones tonight. Here's one right here. Proof that Israel found serious safety problems with the COVID vaccines. And yet they pushed and rolled it out anyway. Folks, I have been one that has been fighting anti-Semitism. I'm not Jewish, but I have many friends that are. I have been fighting and warning and producing documentaries and conferences on fighting anti-Semitism, as many of you know. That's historically proven in our library. The shows, the radio shows, the conferences, full streaming conferences I've done with many of my Messianic Jewish friends here. Well, Israel, you know, they're not a perfect nation. I've tried to tell folks that. But when they do this kind of stuff, it only helps to feed the anti-Semitism that I've tried to fight and be against for a long time. And Israel needs to knock off some of the stuff they're doing. I'll be the first to say it, and I have a right to say it based on the years that I've spent trying to fight anti-Semitism. So don't let this be an excuse for anti-Semitism, but do understand, folks, many people will use it for that purpose. Let's not be a part of that. But this is a very troubling thing. This is also the same Israeli government that was pushing the COVID passport so hard. So I'm very, very disappointed. Joining me now to talk about this and much more is Dr. Steve Kirsch. Sir, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about this. Proof that Israel found serious safety problems with the COVID vaccines.
Israel wasn't doing an adequate job of safety monitoring for a whole year after they rolled out the vaccines. So they decided to start monitoring back in December of a year after they rolled out the vaccine, so December of 2021. And they monitored for 3 months, and then the scientists that they tasked with monitoring it came back and said, we got some really troubling results here. You should let people know. And then they didn't. And then they met again in June, and they said the same thing, really troubling results. These side effects are not mild and they're not short-lived, and they are being caused by the vaccine. So this is counter to what you've been telling people. These vaccines are not as safe as you were telling people, and there are a lot of side effects that are caused by the vaccine that nobody knows about. And so what the Israeli Ministry of Health did was basically to ignore it. They pretended like they didn't hear the report at all. And so one of the people on the call leaked a copy of the video conference with between the Ministry of Health and the scientists, and they leaked it out to an Israeli journalist. And from there, it only made its way onto GB News. Neil Oliver on GB News broadcast it on August 20th. And since then, there's been an entire press blackout of the safety data. And when I contacted the hundreds of people in the CDC and also the head of the CDC outside committee, nobody was interested in seeing that Israeli data. I went as far as to go over to the house of the head of the CDC's outside committee to make sure that she knew about it, and rang the door, no answer. I left a note on the door, and as I was leaving, I was greeted by two Palo Alto police officers saying that she called in. So I handed them the note and they said that they would give it to her. And so she knows about it. She knows that I have the safety data, that it's available to her. She's not interested in seeing it. So this is very troubling that you have the person who's most responsible outside of the CDC in the world not interested in seeing Israeli safety data showing the vaccines are not safe.
You also have made other news. I'm just now seeing this on your website as well. I'm going to play this here in just a second. But you went on Fox News with Brian Kilmeade, and I can't believe they had you on. Did they not do their homework? How did you get on? B, did they not know what you were up to? And C, what happened and what did you say?
Well, they said, hey, just, I said, is there a script or is there a set of questions? And they said, no, just go with the flow and just answer the questions that he asked you. So he was asking me questions about why I'm no longer supporting Democrats anymore. And then he said, you know, and why is that? And I said, because they misled people, and hundreds of thousands of people have been killed by these vaccines, and millions of people have been injured. And he didn't expect that answer to come up. So it happened by accident, and I was supposed to stay on script, and I went off script because I didn't realize I was supposed to stay on script. And so this is how it happened. And then he said, well, we can't verify this. And then what I should have said is, Brian, you can't or you won't. Because the answer is he can't, because they probably have contracts with the drug advertisers that they will not say anything bad about the vaccine. So they really couldn't go in and verify what I said. I mean, they could, but then they couldn't broadcast it because it would violate the terms of their advertising agreements. And so that's probably what he meant by, well, we can't verify it, instead of we won't verify it.
And we've also heard reports that Newsmax and Fox received some money from the Biden administration for promoting the COVID shot.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that Newsmax and nobody else was interested in seeing the Israeli data or seeing the proof of what I said. And I posted it to my Substack. And then Dr. Naomi Wolf read my Substack and decided to see if she could verify what I said without using any of the data that I put on my Substack. And so she went out and independently sourced the data that basically shows that what I said on Fox was true. So this is why Fox doesn't want to verify the data, because they'd have to be telling people that the vaccines have killed hundreds of thousands of people and injured millions.
Wow.
Independently verified. No fact checker has ever called me up on it and wanted to go through the data with me. No fact checker in the world. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. Let's watch this footage of Dr. Steve Kirsch here on Brian Kilmeade's show on Fox News. Watch this.
Ship. Steve Kirsch is an entrepreneur, self-made success story, and joins us now to explain his reasoning. Steve, when did the Democratic Party start going south with you?
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian. You know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right. And so I didn't really read it. So that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective? And what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And, you know, there clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite. There's a conservative radio show commentator. His name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago, and he had about half conservatives half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured, and he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, we don't know.
That is statistically impossible,
right,
if the vaccines are safe.
Right. So we can't verify those numbers. These are numbers you do have. But in turn, the Democrats who you funded exceedingly.
Well, I will say, this is the first time I'm seeing this clip. I'm shocked he actually followed up with another question and let you have another crack at it. I was waiting for him to cut you off, shut you down, and move on. So I have to give kudos to Brian Kilmeade because he clearly set you up to go another round. I was not expecting that.
He certainly did. He looked a little bit like a deer in the headlights.
I was watching his mouth and his eyes, and I could only think, what was his producer shouting in his ear?
Right, like, get this guy
get him
off.
Out of get here. Quit it. Cut it. Cut it. And I thought that was going to happen after you stopped. I thought, okay, he's done. But he threw another one at you.
No, I think he was looking for me to swing back to trashing the Democrats. And so I got another shot at the apple. And, you know, this was the first time on Fox News that I don't watch Fox regularly, but I've heard from people who watch Fox News that this is the first time that the viewers of Fox News had true information about how dangerous the vaccines are, that no other guest has been able to go on Fox News and actually talk about how deadly and how dangerous from an injury perspective these vaccines are.
Wow. Let's talk about this final one here. This one's 18 hours ago from his Substack, stevekirsch.substack.com. Dr. Paul Offit, one of the world's most respected vaccine experts, is now officially an anti-vaxxer. Tell me about that, sir.
Well, the definition of anti-vaxxer is someone who basically doesn't take the vaccines, or is not going, oh, you got a vaccine, I'll take it. And so for this current booster, this bivalent booster, Offit says he's not going to take it. He says it was only tested in 8 mice, and that's for the Pfizer.
Right. Come back to us, guys. Right.
Sorry.
No, I was telling the control room to pull down the graphics so I see you.
Oh. Yeah. So it was just tested in mice. It was never tested in humans. We don't. And in fact, the mice, after they got the vaccine, with this new combo vaccine, they were challenged with the Omicron virus. And they all of the mice got infected. So it was 100% ineffective. Wow. Against preventing disease. And there's a study out of Canada showing that, and this was done for people under 60, which is a lot of people. The study out of Canada looked at Ontario government data. It was done by top scientists. It was commissioned by the Liberal Party of Canada, and it showed that there was no difference in hospitalization and no difference in death. Mm. So there's no infection protection, there's no hospitalization protection, and there's no death benefit from the existing vaccines. And this vaccine has not been tested at all for anything. So Offit is saying, look, there's no, I'm not gonna take this latest booster. And a Methodist hospital in Houston, which was the first hospital in the United States to require COVID vaccines, does no longer require the doctors get the latest booster. So people are starting to backpedal. And these are big organizations and prominent people who are basically saying, I'm not getting the latest shot.
Yes, yes. And I know of a doctor who was promoting it and telling people here in the Mid-South to get it, is now telling his patients, did you get it? No, don't get it. So they've done a 180, a lot of MDs. And I have to say that that's got to be due to a lot of these guys reading your work, your research, which is so mathematical, so hard science. It is following the science. And as always, we encourage people to go to your website. It is stevekirsch.substack.com, stevekirsch.substack.com. As always, we appreciate your time and all the work and heavy lifting you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thanks, Logan. Thanks for letting me update people.
Absolutely. Thank you. Steve Kirsch checking in. Again, his website, stevekirsch.substack.com. Hey, Logan, are you in there? Yeah, he thought I was Logan. That's because your Skype says Logan, doesn't it? Yeah, that's funny. He's laughing? Oh, he realizes now? All right. Does he understand you're my son? Yeah. Well, you know, I could be called worse things and worse people, right, Logan? Yeah. His actual real name is Brannon. He just goes by Logan, so he's just not a junior because he has a different middle name. But we don't mind. We've been called worse, so Dr. Steve, don't worry about it. I've been called worse, haven't we, Delta? A lot of people call him Brannon, but very few call me Logan, but that's kind of funny. Maybe as I get older, Logan, and you get older, that's going to be the thing. Everybody's confusing us. I don't know. As you get older, you start looking more like your old man. They'll really confuse you. All right, let's go quickly to because we got two more guests to go to. Let's go to wait a minute. I got to pay some bills. I got to pay some bills real quick, and then we're gonna have to hustle. Woo! I have stacked up with guests tonight. Look here, folks. I need you to go to mypillow.com real quick before we go to Tim Rantham and then Todd Benson, who's making news, international news about the border. Look at this. My biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, $29.98 with the promo code B66. But you got to use the promo code B66 to get the savings that we get credit. That's what funds the Worldview Report. That what funds Brandon House Live. That's what helps to keep this network going that Mike Lindell and I launched in April 19th, 2021. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, down to as low as $19.88 with the promo code B66. The most comfortable slippers you'll ever own, $49.98. My buddy Mike Reagan tweeted that out. You got that picture, Logan? My buddy Mike Reagan tweeted out this last weekend that this is Rod Reagan's son, for those who don't know, the oldest son, not to be confused with Ron Jr., tweeted out that that I'd send him some slippers. Speaking of names, Michael Reagan's been working with me since 1993. He spelled my name H-O-U-S-E, but I didn't say a word to him about it because it doesn't really matter. But anyway, that's what he tweeted out. Look at it. I sent him a gift. I sent him the slippers. He asked me, are they really good? I'm like, yeah, they're awesome. I'll send you a pair. I had no clue that he was going to do this several weeks later after he got them. He sends out a tweet saying that his arthritis in his feet are so bad he can't wear a pair of slippers that don't hurt, except for this pair, they don't hurt. He really liked them. I sent them to him as a gift. Now I'm getting bombarded with friends asking where their slipper gifts are. Well, let's see. Mike Reagan interviewed me on his show, made me his education reporter, made me his guest host, which got me my own show on a network 25-plus years ago. So I guess to all my other friends, would you get me something as big as what Mike Reagan's done? I'll send you some slippers. All right. So anyway, in the meantime, you can get them for as low as $49.99. Here's the gift. Use B66. You'll save a lot of money. Towels at work. What a concept. $44.98. Six-piece towel set. The most comfortable mattress topper you ever own, as low as, well, $142.49. So much. MyPillow.com. Do that shopping, folks. Use B66. It's a big, big, big part of what keeps this show here and funding it. And it takes so much equipment and everything else to keep it all going. So thank